ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך. We have פרשת וירא. And right at the beginning of the פרשת, הפסוק says, וירא אליו אדוני באלוני ממרא, והוא יושב פתח האוהל כחום היום. After we saw last week's פרשת, הקדוש ברוך הוא יתוד אברהם אבינו, תדעו ברית מילה. So אברהם אבינו, he could imagine he was 99 years old. It's very hard for him to do ברית מילה. Maran Hayda brings down, he said that Abraham Avinu, he started doing the Brit Milah, but he couldn't finish it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came and he helped him do the Brit Milah. Hada hu dekhtiv, v'charot emmo ha-berit. Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he helped Abraham Avinu do the Brit Milah. So you could imagine the tzar that Abraham Avinu he went through. And the more than that tzar, Abraham Avinu, he had different tzar that now, you know, to bring guests to his house. So he was looking for guests, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Abraham Avinu, you just did the Brit Milah. I don't want to bother you with the guests. I don't want to bother you with the Orhim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, the Rashi also brings down, said, Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamam in Nartika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that day, very hot and steamy day, and no one's walking in the street. Why? Because Hashem did not want to bother Abraham Avinu. He didn't want to bother him now. All the guests are going to come to him. And he just did the Brit Milah. He's sick. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so hot. But Abraham Avinu, he became worse now. Why? Because Abraham Avinu, he was looking to do Gemilot Hasadim. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that there is no choice. He sent him three malachim. The three malachim, they came to him. V'yisa'ina v'yar, v'yene shelusha anashim nitzavim alav. V'yar, v'yar os lekratam petach ha'ohel, v'yishtachu arza. Even though he just did Brit Milah, and on the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him these three angels, and they came to Abraham Avinu, and Vayarutz l'kartam petach ha'ohel. He ran to them, you know, to welcome them, to come to his tent. And you see throughout the whole parasha, Ve'el ha'bakar ratz Abraham, Ve'ikach ha'bakar rachvato ve'iten na'ar ve'imaher la'asot oto. Everything is doing it, you know, with enthusiasm. He was waiting for them. That Rashi tells us, "V'hene shlosha anashim nitzavim alav." Why, if Hashem, he saw that Abraham Avinu was looking for guests to do echnasat orhim, why do you have to send him three malachim? So you have to send him one malach. That's going to be enough. Rashi said, "No, he sent three malachim. Why? Echad lebaser et Sarah, ve'echad lehafoch et Sedom, ve'echad lerapot et Abraham." And he sent him three malachim. One malach, he sent him especially to cure Abraham Avinu. He just did the Brit Milah and was an old man who was 99 years old. And he sent him another malach to be Mibasir Tzara, to tell him that Tzara is going to have a boy. And he sent him another malach to destroy Sodom. One malach came, Ehad Libasir Tzara. He came to tell Abraham Avinu, or rather to tell Tzara that she was going to have a boy. Sure enough, you see later on, after he did the Sa'udah for them, he did the big Sa'udah for them. And the Malachim, they asked him, Vayomeru Ela, Vayesara Ashtecha, Vayomer Neba Ohel. We spoke during the week, we said that, what does it mean, Vayomeru Ela, Vayesara Ashtecha? They asked him, where's Sarah? Because we know the Gemara in Masechet Baba Metzia, the Gemara says over there, Daf Pezain, that the Pasuk said, Vayomer Maharish, Elosh Seim Kemah Solet, Lo Shiva Asi Ogot. That Abraham, he asked Sarah to do kemah solet. The Gemara, what does it mean, kemah or solet? What did he ask her to do? So the Gemara said, who amar kemah? Vehi amra solet. Abraham Avinu, he told Sarah to prepare kemah. And Sarah said, no, I'm going to make solet. What is this? The Gemara said, mekan sheesha aineha tzara ba'orhim. The Gemara learns from here that usually ladies do not like guests in their house. Why not? Because you could explain it, you know, very simple pirush. Because if the husband's going to invite guests to the house, who's going to cook? Who's going to wash the dishes? Who's going to clean after? Who's going to take care of all the everything? The wife. So the more guests you bring into the house, the more headache you're bringing on the wife. So I said, the husband, he doesn't feel it. So what? I invited someone. He's going to eat whatever we're eating. He's going to eat with us. But the wife looks differently. You invited someone. You have to respect him, you have to give him something, you have to cook something specially for the guest. So that's why the ladies, the Gemara said, do not like guests. She doesn't like guests. I don't know, but today, probably today, our ladies in our time, they became more tzaddikot. Today, they like to bring more guests to their house. But back then, the Gemara said, "Sha'aniha sara ba'orhim." So that's why Abraham Abinu, he said, "I want you to make solet." And she said, "No, I'm not going to make solet. I'm going to make kemah only. Kemah is less hashub than solet. Solet is a fine flour, more hashub type of food." So she said, "I'm going to make them kemah." He told her, "No, you have to make solet." "No, I'm never making solet. I'll make only kemah." Why? Because she doesn't want him to get used to it, to bring guests to the house. That's what the one Pirush Hakim say. Different Pirush Hakim they explain, because the simple understanding of the Pasuk said, "Bahari shirir hussein kemah solet." It sounds like he said, "Prepare for the guest kemah," and she said, "No, I'm going to prepare better food. I'm going to prepare solet for them." Sounds like exactly the opposite. There are so many ways how to understand it. One Hakami said, here the Pasuk is referring about Sarah Menu. Sarah Menu, she was aniha not Sarah Ba'orhim. She likes to welcome guests. That was her job. Abraham was Megayer Ta'anashim. She was Megayer Ta'anashim. She was welcoming everyone. So obviously, Sarah Menu, she didn't have bad eyes about bringing guests. She likes to bring guests. But normally, the Gemara said, "Sha'aniha Sarah Ba'orhim." But they explain also something else. They said, Abraham Abinu said, "You have to prepare for them kemah." And we said, "Sha'aniha Sarah Ba'orhim." She doesn't want guests to get used to coming to the house. So she told her husband, "No, I'm not going to make kemah. I'm going to make dafka solet." So how's that gonna prevent the guest from coming? Said, "No, it's not gonna prevent the guest. This is gonna prevent the husband from inviting guests. Why? Because now he's gonna spend more money." He told her, "You have to make kemah for them." And she said, "No, I'm gonna put for them. I'm gonna open up the table. I'm gonna do sa'adat shalom melech." That means you have to spend more money now. You have to buy more meat. You have to buy more stuff. You have to buy everything more fancier. You have a guest. So now the husband's going to feel, it's going to come to his pocket now. He's spending all the money. So he's going to feel like this. So he said, "You know what, I'm not going to invite him next time." So that's it. Why, it's also part of it that Isha Aniha Sarah Ba'orhim, she wants to respect the guest. Why? Because she doesn't want her husband to invite more guests. So it's still the same Pirush. I saw here also something interesting. Hatam Sofer brings down here, brings down here the Samech Bet Amud Aleph. He said, "Mahari shilosh seim kemah solet." Amro Hazal, the Masechet Baba Metzi'a, "Hu amar solet, vihi amra kemah. Mekan sheisha aniha tzara ba'orhim." That's what we just read. "Vehne enze b'meshma'ot akra, ela hu amar shnehim." Ba'ayin Ramban. He said, simple understanding of the Pasuk, the Gemara split the words. "Mahari shilosh seim kemah." And he said solet, she said kemah. First of all, the order is the opposite. Number two, it sounds like everything Abraham Abinu said it. Marish Reus saying kemah solet. Abraham was talking. He said the whole thing. So he said Chaurah, the Gemara took the words of the Gemara out of context. That's not what Sarah said. Sarah didn't open her mouth here. Abraham Abinu was talking, she was saying kemah solet. He said Ayin Rabbani has his own pirush. But he continues here, Hatam Sofer, he said, "Veluled mistafina lefgoa b'chbod sara aminu." He said, "I'm scared, you know, to open up my mouth, to speak chaura a little bit bad about sara aminu." But he said, "Gam ki hirshunu hazal be'omram isha aniha sara ba'orhim." He said, "But I don't have to be so scared." Why? Because Hakim, they told us. The Gemara said, "Isha aniha sara ba'orhim." They bring raya from this pasuk. So he says here, he said, "Vehne amro hazal b'masechet yibamot, debit hu dirab, ki amar b'shelili kotnit, b'shelalot lufhe." So the famous story over there, the Gemara says that the Rab, every time he used to tell his wife, today she used to ask him, "What do you want to eat today, my dear husband?" So he told her, "Today I'm in the mood for beans." She said, "Okay, you want beans? No problem, I'm going to make you lentil soup." So I didn't ask for lentil soup, I asked you for beans. But no, whatever he asks her, she makes the opposite. Whenever he used to ask her for lentil soup, she used to make him beans. Whatever he used to ask her for beans, she used to make him lentil soup. Whatever he used to say, she used to make the opposite. So the Gemara said, after his son, Hiya Barab, after he grew up, every time his father used to send Hiya to his mother, tell him, "Go tell your mother that today I'm in the mood to eat beans." And the son, he goes to the mother, he tells her, my father wants beans today. She says, oh yeah, he wants beans, I'm going to make him lentil soup. What about that? Every time she does the opposite. Until he understood the son. Now, whenever his father is going to ask him, go tell your mother that I'm in the mood for lentil soup, then the son, he used to go to his mother, he used to tell her, mom, dad, he just told me he's in the mood for beans. Now she said, oh, he wants beans, I'm going to make a lentil soup. At night, he came up to the house, she made him lentil soup. He said, no, Baruch Hashem, what are you, Yomot HaMashiach? Now, I told her to make lentil soup, and she did lentil soup. So the father, Rab, he told Rabbi Chiya, he told him, it looks like your mother starting to become normal. So he told him, no, dad, I'm the one that I switched it. He told him, from here now I see that what the Gemara said, that sometimes, Rashi explains over there, I should have made that trick. I should have, if I know every time that I ask her for this, she does the opposite. I was supposed to switch it. But I didn't switch it, but you did now. You did the job for me, but nevertheless, he told him, you're not allowed to switch whatever I'm asking you for. Why? Because the Pasuk said, لَمَّيْدُوْ لِشُوْنَوْنَ دَبَرْ شَكِرْ. I don't want you to get used to lying. That's what he told him over there. But this is the idea. Whenever he used to ask her to make lentil soup, she used to make beans, and the opposite. So he says, here, حَتَمْ سُفَيْرْ وَنِي أَمْرُوْ حَزَلْ دَبِيْتُوْ دِرَابْ كِي أَمَرْ بِشِلِيلِي كُتْنِيْتْ بِشِلَالُوْ تْلُفْحِي והחנמה בשעה שעיניה שרה באורחים היא כועסת כשהוא אומר כמח היא עושה סולת וכן להפך על כן התחכם אברהם אבינו ואמר כמח כדי שתקח היא סולת וזהו כמח סולת פירוש שאמר כמח וכוונתו הייתה על סולת וכל להבין אומר here אברהם אבינו he did that trick and he told שרה because the Gemara has learned from here that Isha Aneha Tzara Ba'orhim, so he told Tzara, I wanted to make Kemah. Really, in his heart, Abraham Avinu, he wanted her to make solid for the Orhim. But he told her, I wanted to make Kemah. Now she said, you want Kemah? I'm going to make solid. So that's exactly what I wanted. So he learned the trick, and he used to tell her, he said Kemah, and she said solid. That's what he said over here. But this is the idea. He said he is scared to say such a pirush about Sarah Menu, but he said the Gemara said Isha Aneha Sarah Ba'orhim, so he said let Hiddush. So, Bekitzur, that's what happened over here. And after they saw that he opened up a big table for them, then they asked him, not only Abraham Abinu, he switched it so Sarah should make them the best food, Ella, the Malachim also. They were amazed. Told them, we know that Isha Aniyat Sarah Ba'orhim. How come you did such a big Sa'udah in front of us? So they told him, for sure your wife is not in the house. Why? Because if your wife was in the house, she wouldn't let you make such a big Sa'udah. And for sure Sarash is not in the house. That's why they asked him, yes, Sarash, Techa, where's your wife? For sure she went shopping, she went somewhere. He told him, no, Bayomer, and Neva Ohel. He told him, no, she's sitting in the Ohel and she's preparing everything. Even though Hakim said Isha Aneha Tzara Ba'orhim, but not Tzara. Tzara Aneha, not Tzara Ba'orhim. That's what he said here also. He continues here, Hatam Sofer. Also same page, Nafsa Mechdal Net. Ayye Tzara Ashtecha, Aderech Ahalatza Yesh Lomar, Shishalu, Ve'ayye Tzara Ashtecha, Shearei Isha Aneha Tzara Ba'orhim, Ve'ech Yacholta Leachin Kol Kach Harbe? For sure, she's not home. That's why, you know, you took advantage and you cooked so much food. ויאמר נננו הנה באוהל והיא צנועה ולא מחטא בי רק מרוב צניעות לא יצא לחוץ לאוהל ועל ידי כן ברכו אותה למור כעת חיה ולצרה בן כי אישה שהיא בעלת צדקה זוכה לבנים זכרים כמו שאמרו על פסוק אישה כי תזריע וילדה זכר. So that's what he says over here, that after they saw the Malachim, that Sarah Aminu, she doesn't have bad eyes for Orhaim, Adraba, she made such a big Saudah for three Orhaim. That's why, Yesa Ashtecha, Yomer Neba Ohen, and then they told him, Sho Bashu Belecha Ka'id Haya, Vehen Nebeni Sarah Ashtecha, and Sarah Shomaat Petah Ohel Vehua Harab. And the Pasuk, after they promised them, they told him that Sarah is going to have a baby boy, the Pasuk says, ואברהם ושרה זקנים באים בימים, חדל להיות לשרה אורח כנשים. אברהם ושרה, they were very old. דכל הפסוק said, הלבן 100 שנה יוולד, ושרה בת 90 שנה תלד. He was 100, she was 90. There was no chance for them to give birth. But that's what the Malachim they told her. They didn't know that, first of all, they didn't know that they were Malachim. Rashi said, they told them that they're regular people. They didn't know that they were Malachim. But they gave him beracha. They told him that next year, she's going to have a boy. And Sarah, she heard this, but tzhak Sarah bikurbah lemor. Aharei beloti haitali edna vadoni zaken. After I became very old, and my husband's also old, now we're going to have kids. That's why she left Sarah minu. She didn't believe them. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ביום הראשון אברהם, למה זה שחקה שרה לאמור? האף הוא נמליד ואני זקנתי. What did Sarah laugh? And she said that she's not able to bear a child. Is anything impossible in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Hashem promised you to give you a baby, he's going to give you a baby. So what? Hashem could do miracles also. היפלא מהשם דבר. So that's why, כביכול, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to rebuke Sarah in front of Abraham, and the pasuk said, תכחש שרה. לאמור, לא צחקתי. Sarah lied, חס ושלום, and she said, no, I didn't laugh. It's not true. She did laugh. וצחק שרה בקרבה לאמור. Even though the pasuk said, בקרבה, no one saw her that she was laughing, but she laughed. Now, how could she say that, ותכחש שרה לאמור, לא צחקתי. If Hashem told Abraham, אבינו, למה זה צחקה? הפסוק said, ויאמר השם אל אברהם, למה זה צחקה שרה? Why did Sarah laugh? Hashem was talking to Abraham. Hashem knows exactly what she was thinking about. And Hashem knows that she laughed in her heart. She did laugh. So how come Sarah, ותכחש שרה? I said, no, I did not laugh. Sarah, I mean, she was tzaddiket. But before we get into this, בעזרת השם, we'll explain, why did Sarah in the beginning, why did she laugh? ותצחק שרה בקרבה לאמור, why did she laugh? She didn't believe them. Simple pirush, the Hakim, they explain to Abraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to give him a boy, so he believed him. Abraham Avinu, he heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu, he believed him. Here, Sarah, she heard from who? She heard from three regular people walking the street, Abdi Abu Dazara, and they told him that Sarah is going to have a boy. So she was laughing, but Tzhak Sarah bekirbah lemor. Who are they to give me barakah? Not only this, she was laughing also at something else. What did they tell them? Shob ashub elecha ka'ayt haya vehinne bein Sarah ashtecha. I'm coming to you next year and you're going to have a boy. Sarah, she was laughing at them. Do you know, maybe the minute you're going to leave the house, you're going to die. And you're telling us that you're going to come to us next year. Do you know what's going to be next year? That's what she was laughing about. She wasn't laughing about the bracha that they gave her. She was laughing about the words that they said. They said that we're going to come to you next year, and we're going to see that she has a boy. Do you know what's going to be tomorrow? Do you know what's going to be next year? That's what she was laughing. But there are so many pirushim. Why did Sarah laugh? I saw something interesting that Hatam Sofer also brings down. He says here, Daf Samech Dalet Hamud Alef, ותצחק שרה בקרבה לאמור, נראה לי בוודאי, אברהם אמר לה כבר כי הקדוש ברוך הוא בשר לו לידת יצחק משרה. שהרי על כן נשתנה שמה משרה היא לשרה. He goes here, חתם סופר, he says, for sure, אברהם אבינו, the נבואה לתשם give him. בפסוק said, אבל שרה אשתך היא הולדת לך בן, וקראת את שמו יצחק. Hashem told him clearly to Abraham Avinu that he's going to have a boy. His name is going to be Yitzhak also. He gave him also the name. By the way, that's what Maran Ahidah brings down. Maran Ahidah, he said, L'chaora, bring from Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara Yerushalmi, Masechet Berachot says, how come the names of Abraham and Yaakov, they were changed? Abraham's name in the beginning was Avram. Hashem changed his name to Abraham. Yaakov's name was Yaakov. Hashem changed his name to Israel. How come Hashem did not change the name of Yitzhak? Why not? Why he didn't change the name of Yitzhak? So the Gemara Yerushalmi says, you know why? Because the name Yitzhak, who gave him that name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that name. Hashem told him, Abal Sara Ashtecha Yoledet Licha Ben Vekarata Chemo Yitzhak. Hashem told him, that's the name of the son that he's going to have. So Hashem, he gave him the name, there's no need to change the name. Hashem gave him that name. But Abraham and Yaakov, their parents gave them this name. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw there is need to change the name, so he changed the name. But Yitzhak, Hashem gave him, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him that name. Vikarata Chemo Yitzhak. The Gemara over there, Yerushalmi, also the Gemara says that there are four people that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the name before they were born. Like for example, we have Ishmael also, last week Parasha. Hanachara veyolat ben vikarata Chemo Ishmael kishama Elohim el-Aunich. Hashem gave him that name before he was born. He told Hagar, go back to your master to Sarah, and you're gonna get pregnant again. You're gonna have a baby boy. You're gonna call him Ishmael. So, Bikitsur, Maran Hida brings down in Nahal Kedomim in Parashat Lech Lecha. He said that's why Yitzhak Avinu, there's no need to change his name. Why? Because Hashem gave him that name. So even though he says that Chaura Yitzhak's name was also changed. Why? Because Yitzhak, in the beginning, his name was Yitzhak, with a sin, not with a tzaddik. Like you see, open up Sefer Tehillim over there, Ushbu'ato le Yitzhak. How it says Yitzhak over there? It says Yitzhak with a sin, not with a tzaddik. So why Hashem changed his name from sin to tzaddik? There's also Pirushim, there's Ba'al HaTorim. It brings down the beginning of Parashat Vayera. Vayera El Abraham El Ishaq Ve El Yaakov Be El Shaddai Ushmi Adonai Lo Nodati Lahem. Ba'al HaTorim brings down Vayera Gematria Yitzhak. What's the Gematria of Yitzhak? 208. Vayera, exactly 208. Why? To teach us that Bezchut Yitzhak Yatsum Masraim. What does this have to do with Yitzhak? Why Davka Bezchut Yitzhak? So Fashim they explain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made Gezerah on Am Yisrael to stay in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, ולא יכלו להתממיה. They couldn't stay anymore in Mitzrayim. Why? Because התערבו בגויים, ולמדו מעשים. They were doing חס ושלום, אללה רפע בירות, just like the Mitzrayim. So Yitzhak Abinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, Rabbanon של העולם, my name is Yitzhak with a sin. It's okay, you could change my name from Yitzhak to Yitzhak. What's the difference in the gematria between the sin and the tzaddik? The tzaddik is 90 and the sin is 300. The difference between the two, 210. So Hashem, Yitzhak told Hashem, please let them stay in Mitzrayim only 210 years, and for this you could change my name from Yitzhak to Yitzhak. That's why Bezchut Yitzhak Nigalnu Mitzrayim after 210 years. Otherwise, we would have had to stay in 400 years. Pasu said, Giger Yezaracha Bereshulahem Ve'abadu Ve'nu'ata 400 Shana. We have to stay 400 years. But because Yitzhak prayed for us, that's why we stayed only 210 years. Why? Because Hashem changed his name from Yitzhak to Yitzhak. Difference is 210. So he asked about this to Maran Hida over there in Nahal Kedumim. He said, you see, also Yitzhak, Hashem changed his name. Why, if Hashem called him also before Yitzhak, why they have to change his name? He said, you're right, they have to change his name, but there's no big difference in the pronunciation between Yitzhak to Yitzhak. Between the sin and the tzaddik, not so much big difference in the way we pronounce it. That's why it's not called Shinui. That's what it brings down. But I saw later on, at Al-Khawra, the Rashi, there's a question, Rashi tells us later on, when Yaakov and Esav were born, פסוק סיין, ויצא הראשון אדמוני, כולו כדר ציער, ויקראו שמו עשיו, ואחריכן יצא אחיו, וידו אוחזת בעקב עשיו, ויקרא שמו יעקב. מה זה ויקרא שמו יעקב? בעשיו, says, ויקראו שמו עשיו. ביעקב, says, ויקרא שמו עשיו. I'm sorry, ויקרא שמו יעקב. ואחריכן יצא אחיו, וידו אוחזת בעקב עשיו, ויקרא שמו יעקב. Why it says, ויקרא לשון יחיד? So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov. Ve'ikra Shemo Yaakov. Who called him Yaakov? Hashem called him Yaakov. That's what Rashi said on the spot. So you see that Hashem called Yaakov, also Yaakov. Why did he have to change his name? That's the Chavrat's question. But on Maran Hida, but Maran Hida, he didn't bring his own. He quoted the Gemara Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi, Masechet Berachot, said, why Yitzhak his name wasn't changed and Abraham and Yaakov, they were changed? Because Yitzhak, Hashem gave him that name. You see, according to Rashi, also Hashem gave that name to Yaakov also. So why do you have to change his name? Maybe we could answer it, that really the name Yaakov wasn't changed completely. Hashem changed his name from Yaakov. Lo Yaakov yamer od shemcha, ki im Yisrael. Ki yisrael ta'am Elohim v'em anashim v'tukhan. But we saw later on, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he called him Yaakov. Many times after Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Israel, Hashem himself, he called him Yaakov. And the Gemara Masechet Berachot. The Gemara says over there, the end of the Perek, the Gemara says that that's how Kol HaKoreh LeAbraham, Abraham, Ober Be'aseh. Why? Because, ולא יקרא עוד שמך אברהם, כי אברהם יהיה שמך. Hashem changed his name. ביעקב, the Gemara said, אלא מעתה, also the same thing by Yaakov. He said, no, Yaakov, Hashem also after he changed his name to Israel, he also called him Yaakov. So based on what Rashi said over there in Parashat Toldot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Veikra Shemo Yaakov, Hashem called him Yaakov. Based on this, Chaurah's question, how come Hashem changed his name? He didn't change his name completely. He called him Yaakov, and Israel and Yaakov. All the time we used two names. We are Bnei Yaakov, we are also Bnei Israel. So that it's not a big question, but it's just a Hara. So we go back here to our topic here, that the Hatam Sofer says, נראה לי בוודאי כי אברהם אמר לה כבר כי הקדוש ברוך הוא בסר לו לידת יצחק משרה, שהרי על כן השתנה שמה משרה היא לשרה. So he said, for sure, Abraham Avinu, after Hashem told him that he's going to have a boy and he's going to be called Yitzhak, for sure, Abraham Avinu, he passed on this information, this happy news to his wife. She was also waiting to have a boy. For sure, Abraham Avinu, he passed on this information to Sarah. This doesn't go according to the Ramban. Ramban, he says, Ifshar that Abraham did not tell her the Nebuah of Hashem. That was Ramban, right? He said that it could be that Abraham Avinu did not tell Sarah what Hashem told him, that he's going to have a boy, his name is going to be Yitzhak. Abraham did not tell her this. Why not? Ramban explains. He said, because, listen, the Pasuk said, Kol Asher Tomar Alecha Sarah, Shema Bekola Sarah, she was bigger Nebuah than Abraham. So if Hashem told me this Nebuah, for sure he already told her. The Pasuk said, Ki lo ya'aseh Hashem Elokim Dabar, Gim Kim Gala Sodo El Abadav Nebiim. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells one Nebuah to one Nabi, all the Nabiim, they hear about it. But only that Nabi that Hashem spoke to him directly, he has permission to say it out. But all the other Nabiim, they know about his Nebuah. But they don't have permission to say it. So here also, if Hashem gave Nebuah to Abraham that he's going to have a boy and his name's going to be Yitzhak, for sure Hashem already told Sarah and Menu also the same thing. So there's no need to tell her. That's one answer the Ramban gives. A different answer the Ramban says, he says it could be Abraham Avinu, he was busy with the Mizbat Brit Milah, because when Hashem told him that Sarah is going to have a boy, right after that he told him that you have to do Brit Milah, and he got busy with the Mitzvah, and until he wanted to tell her, and he did the Brit Milah, he wanted to tell her that Hashem sent him three Malachim, and the Malachim they told her. It's also something interesting that what the Ramban is telling us, something amazing, that Abraham Avinu, he was so busy and he did not tell Sarah of that Nebuah. Why? Because he was busy with the mitzvah of Brit Milah. So how could you imagine? Sarah Avinu, she was 90 years old. She was also, for sure, she would be so happy to hear that she's going to have a boy. And with that news that Abraham's going to give her, that now she's going to have a boy, she's going to be very happy. But nevertheless, Abraham Avinu was busy with the mitzvot. He didn't even tell her this. If Hashem wants to tell her, he would tell her. Until after that, he saw that there's time to tell her, but the Malachim already came, and the Malachim told her. That's what happened over here. So here he says, that's what the Ramban. Here, Hatam Sofer, he said, no, for sure, Abraham did tell her of that Nebuah. He hashba sheha oreya hazeh hu arabi. Umbarech Abraham kiderech oreya mebarech al-ba'al ha-bayit. So he says here, Hatam Sofer, he said, for sure, Abraham, he told Sarah about that Nebuah. And this person who's giving Beracha to Sarah is like a regular person, Obed Abud Azara. He's not Tzaddik. They didn't know that they were Malachim. They thought that they were Obed Abud Azara. That's why he told them, Rahasur Agadachim, Vishanu Tahata Ais. He thought that they were Obed Abud Azara. So Sarah was scared. That she said, yeah, that guest, he gave us beracha that he should have a baby boy. Everyone gives that beracha, Abu Sabi. Everyone gives that beracha, but he was just saying that beracha. But there's no need, you know, to be excited from him. Everyone says that beracha, but he said not only this. V'da'aga. שעל ידי ברכת הערבי הזה שאינו כדאי לברך, אדרבה, יתעכב הריונה, כאשר אירע לרבקה אמנו, על ידי ברכתו של לבן. The Midrash Rabbah says that why did Rebecca become akara? Why she was barren, she wasn't able to have kids until she got married when Ishaq was 40 years old, and she gave birth when Ishaq was 60 years old. They waited 20 years to have kids. How come she was Akara for 20 years? The Midrash said, you know why? She was Akara. she was Aqara because of the bracha that her brother and her mother gave her. Before they sent Rivka, when Abraham sent Eliezer to bring Rivka, before they sent her, they gave her bracha. They told her, Ahotenu, at hayi le'alfei rebaba, v'yirash zara'ich et sha'ar soneav. They gave her bracha. So the Midrash says, because of their bracha, she became Aqara. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want people to say, take a look, who did Rivka Aminu have? She had Yaakov Abinu. From Yaakov Abinu came Klal Am Yisrael. So Hashem did not want people to think that because of Laban's Beracha, Am Yisrael came. From Laban, Am Yisrael is going to come. Laban Arami Obed Abi, he wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. That's why Hashem, he made her Aqara specially. Why? Because of Laban's Beracha. That's what the Midrash says. She was Aqara only because of this. So if that's the case, here Sarah Menu, she was scared about what? She was scared about that beracha of the goy, Obed Avodah Zarah, he gave them beracha, that he should have a boy. But Sarah said, I do not need his beracha. I already have the beracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told my husband that we are going to have a boy. If Hashem told my husband we are going to have a boy, obviously we are going to have a boy. So now if that person's giving us beracha, that Obed Avodah Zarah giving us beracha, Adrabah, maybe his beracha is going to make me Aqara again. Just like what happened with Rivka. That's why she was scared. V'da'aga, she'alidei berkat ha'arabi hazeh, she'eino kidai lebarech, adraba, yit'akeb riyona, kashir ira ali Rivka aminu, alidei berkatu shel Laban. Hachana meh hashisha sara, alkein tzahaka, v'la'aga alidei barav lebatil berkatu. That's why Sarah aminu, she laughed at him. Why? To tell him, we do not need your beracha. You're giving us beracha, who are you? She laughed at him. That's what here he says. Why? Because she does not want his beracha to come as a kilala to her. That's why she left. She didn't pay attention to his beracha. That's what Hakim. That's what Hatam Saveri tells us. It's also something different Pirush that we know because we see in the Midrash Rabbah says here in the Midrash Rabbah. Ve'yomer shuba shuba elecha kaed haya lemalach, when he was talking to Sarah, shuba shuba elecha kaed haya ve'hinne ben leSarah ashtecha. V'Sara shoma'at petach ha'ohel, and Sarah, she was in the tent, she was listening what the Malach is telling Abraham, v'hu aharav, and he was behind it. Who was behind what? So now she has his pirush here, v'hu aharav petach haya ahar ha'malach. The Malach was standing behind the door. That's how Rashi wants to explain. But the Midrash Rabbah says b'firush, v'hu aharav ze Ishmael. What's Ishmael doing there? That's what the Midrash Rabbah says clearly. Ishmael was there. What Ishmael doing there? So Sarah, she heard that Ishmael was standing over there and he was listening of the bracha that the Malachim they're giving Sarah. He heard of this bracha and the history between Sarah and Ishmael, it's not so good. Why? Because we know Sarah told Abraham, Garesh ha'ama hazot ve'et bina, ki lo yirash bina ha'ama hazot im b'neim Yitzhak. She kicked him out of her house, even though here we're talking before Yitzhak was born. So obviously she didn't kiss him yet. But obviously he knows that what happened to his mother also. Sarah, she told Abraham, "Hamasi alecha, anochi natati shefachati b'chakecha v'tereki harata v'aykal b'eneha." Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'necha, until Abraham told her, "Do whatever you want to do with Hagar." V'te'aneha Sarah, v'tebraham paneha, she ran away. So mistama that Hagar with Ishmael, they were talking to each other, that's what Sarah did to us. It wasn't no good communication between Sarah and Hagar. And now here when Ishmael was born here, Ishmael was 12 years old here at this story. So the yahas between Ishmael and Sarah, it wasn't the best. And Ishmael was listening what the Malachim giving barakah to Sarah. Sarah was scared from his Ayn Hara. Maybe he's going to put Ayn Hara on that barakah, and that barakah is not going to be fulfilled. And not only this, maybe Ishmael is going to go now outside and is going to tell everyone, Sarah is going to have a boy next year. That's what the Malach said. So what's wrong with that? He said, if he's going to speak about it a lot, then probably it's not going to happen. Why am I saying this? Because we have a similar story. We have here in Sefer Melachim, a similar story about Elisha al-Nabi with the Shunammite. that Shunamit, we said, we spoke so many times that she told her husband, we have to make special room for Elisha Nabi. Anytime he used to come to us, let him stay over there. Na'asena aliyat kir, ve'nasim lo sham, matav ha'shulchan v'chaseyum nura, ve'habi bo elenu yasur shama. That's what she told her husband, and they built a special room for him. Until after that, he gave them beracha, told the Aish le deberlach el melech ol sar sabah. ותאמר בתוך עמי אנוכי יושבת, I don't need any ברכות from you. Until Gehazi, he told Elisha, listen, if you want to give her ברכה, she's also עקרה. You want to give her ברכה, give her ברכה that she's going to have a boy. Then he told him, call her up. He called her, ויקרא לה, ותעמוד בפתח. She stood by the door, by the entrance. He told her, למועד הזה בשנה הבאה, את חובקת בן. He told her, next year, like this time, you're going to have a boy. Same thing what happened here. Same similar story what happened here by Sarah Menu. That's exactly what happened with the Shunamit. By Elisha al-Nabi with the Shunamit. That's exactly what happened. So he told her, لَمُعَدَ زَي بِشَنَاهَ بَا أَتْ حُبَكَتْ بِن. That's what he told her. After that, that's by the way, that's the after of this week also. And after that, Hashem, he fulfilled the nibu'ah of Elisha al-Nabi, and she had the baby boy. After he grew up, the boy, she sent him with his father to work. And after that, ויאמר אל אביו, ראשי ראשי. So the son that she was born from the bracha of Elisha al-Nabi, his head was hurting him. So he told his father, my head is hurting. So his father told him, he told the na'ar, he told the guy in charge of it, he told him, سأيه إلمو take him back to his mother ويسأيه ويبيه إلمو ويشبع البركية عدد صورين ويموت and he died after he died then she wanted to go to Elisha al-Nabi to see what he could do about the Nabi he gave me barakha to have a boy but now the boy is dead what kind of barakha he gave me she wanted to go to him to tell him this and Elisha al-Nabi he sent Gehazi and he told him take my stick and go to that kid, whenever you go to him, put that stick on him, and he's going to come back to Tchiyat HaMetim. He's going to come back alive. But he warned him, Elisha al-Nabi, he warned Gehazi, ויאמר לגחזי, the Pasuk says here, חגור מותניך ויקח משענתי בידיך. Take my stick with you, ולך, כי תמצא איש לא תברכנו. You're going to see a person, don't give ברכה to anyone. וכי ברכה איש לא תעננו. Someone's going to talk to you, don't answer. Don't talk to no one. Yeah? That's what he told him. Rashi says, "Lo tibarechenu." Rashi said, "Lo tishal leshalom." Don't ask, good morning, how are you, how's everything? Don't talk to no one. You go straight to the boy, you put my stick on the boy is going to become alive. V'chol zeh shelo yirbe debarim v'yishalehu leheichan ata holech. V'hu omer le'achayot et emet. Elisha al-Nabi was scared if he's going to tell them Gehazi, people are going to start talking to him I see you holding the stick of Elisha where are you going with that stick? He's going to tell them I'm going to do Tahiyyat al-Mitim so he's going to say about Tahiyyat al-Mitim وَإِنْ زِي كَبُوْ دَنَّيْسْ لَيْتَهَلَّلْ بُوْ مِي شِبَّعْ لِيَدُوْ that it's not proper that he's going to publicize the miracle that Elisha is going to do that's why I told him if people are going to talk to you don't answer them continue straight והוא לא עשה כן, he didn't do this, אלא לכל השואלו הוא אומר רבי שלחני להחיות את המת. He didn't follow instructions, Gehazi. Every person who was walking the street, I see you holding stick, what is this for? He said, yeah, Elisha Nabi gave it to me, I'm going to do תחיית המתים. That's what he told me, he announced it in front of everyone. Then we have Gemara Yerushalmi, the source of the Dibrei Rashi, that's in Gemara Yerushalmi, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says it in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Halakha Be'et. The Gemara says it about Gehazi, ולא היה מודה בתחיית המתים. Gehazi, he did not believe in תחיית המתים. He was one of the people, the Mishnah said, שלושה מלאכים וארבעה הדיוטות, אין להם חלק לעולם הבא. Who are these ארבעה הדיוטות? חכים, they give us סימן for them. ארבעה הדיוטות, very easy סימן to remember them. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. So easy. Aleph, Ahitofel. Bet, Bil'am. Gimel, Gehazi. Dalet, Doeg, Adomi. very easy to remember. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, so easy. So that one of them is Gehazi. So the Gemara said, Gehazi and Lohelef Leon Abba. Why? Here the Gemara is telling us in Yerushalmi, Lohaya Mode Bet Hayat HaMetim. Who kafar Bet Hayat HaMetim? Lefichach Lohaya Lohelef Bet Hayat HaMetim. So now, where do we see that he was kufir Bet Hayat HaMetim? The Gemara says here, Atam Usay, Bishaa Sheba Elisha Lehayot Et Benash El Shulunamit. When Elisha Nabi wanted to bring back the son of Shunamit, bring him back alive. Amr lo kahmish anti biyadecha velech ki temsa ish lo tibarechinu v'chi barecha ish lo ta'aninu. And the Gemara says, "Behu lo abad kin ela kat paga' barnash beh." Amr le mi'ain ulain gehazi. People they used to stop him in the street. Where are you going, Gehazi? Where are you going? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? Behu amar lehem ana azil mechayem etim. I'm going to do tahiyat emetim. Vehu amar le, and the person who used to ask him, he tell him, letim hayem etim ela kadosh baruch hu. You cannot be mechayem etim. Only kadosh baruch hu could be mechayem etim. Dichtiv be Hashem memitum hayem urit sheol veyal. Only Hashem could do tahiyat emetim. You cannot do tahiyat emetim. As azal le ve'la'abad klum. He went, he put the stick on the son of the shulam emet. Nothing happened. He's still dead. Hazar legabe, when he went back to his rabbi, to Elisha al-Nabi, Amar le, Ana yada' illu hava damich, lava mat'ar al yadach. So Elisha al-Nabi told him, I already know what you did. You did not follow my instruction. And if that boy, if he was only sleeping, forget that he was dead. If he was only sleeping, he's not going to wake up from you. Coach, you can, if he's dead, he's not going to wake up. That I know what he did. Why? Because he publicized the news. He publicized the miracle. That's why he told him, you lost it. That's where Hakim, they tell us, Sarah Menu was scared from Ishmael. Maybe Ishmael is going to go now outside. He's going to publicize that the Malachim came. They told Sarah is going to have a boy next year. And people are going to start talking about that miracle. And maybe not happen. That's why Sarah, she laughed at him. Why? Because she wanted to make him feel that, listen, their bracha is nothing. Their bracha, you think that it's Obed Abu Dazra is going to give him bracha? He didn't have to go publicize it. But really, Sarah Menu knows from Abraham. Abraham already told her that Hashem told him they are going to have a boy. That's why Sarah Menu here, but Tzhak Sarah Bekorba Limor. Why did she laugh? Because of this. Well, because she did not want Ishmael to believe that the bracha that the Malachim are giving her is going to be fulfilled. Why? Because he's going to go outside, he's going to publicize it. And we just saw the example. If you're going to publicize a miracle, eno kabod l'nes, Rashi said. It's not kabod for the miracle, it's not going to happen like this. That's why she left Sarah to make Yishmael believe that she did not believe in them. But really, she did believe in them. Why? Because Abraham already told her all what's happening. Let's hear what Hakim tell us. That's what he, how we explain. But Tzhak Sarah Bekorbah Limor, Aharei Belotei Etalei Edneh Bedonai Zaken. Why? Because she did not want Yishmael to believe this. Now the problem is, Vayomer Hashem Abraham, Lama Zeh Sahaka Sarah Limor, Haafum Lama Leid Vani Zakanti. Hashem, now we came to Abraham, he told him, why did Sarah laugh? So what if he's going to hear? Let him hear, let him go publicize it. This Beracha, I'm giving it to you. Over there by Elisha, he was the Nabi, was sending as a student with the stick to do Tahiyat al-Mateem. Over there, if you're going to publicize it, then it's going to be too much. It's going to be too much publicizing the miracle that Elisha did. But here, I'm telling you, you're going to have a boy. So, in Aud bin Lebadokitib, why have to worry about it? They're going to talk about it in the outside. Let them talk about it. This barakah came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to worry about it. So Hashem told Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Sama ze sahaka Sarah lemor, hafuna elid vani zakanti. And Rashi says here on the spot from the Midrash, said, what does mean vani zakanti? Rashi said, shinnaha katub peneh shalom, shiharei hi amra vaduni zakin. She said, aharei beloti haitali edna vaduni zakin. How could we have a boy if my husband Abraham is zakin? He's an old man. There's no way for him to have a boy. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham, he told him, why did Sarah left? And she said, there's no way for her to give birth. Why? Because she's a Zekina. She's old. She didn't say this. Elat, Rashi said, That's also the Midrash Rabbah, also the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he changed the word Kibyachol to make shalom between Abraham and Sarah. If he's going to tell Abraham that Sarah laughed at him, why did Sarah laugh? Because Abraham is Zakein. Then Abraham, even though he was big tzaddik, and Sarah, she was big tzaddikin, the shalom bayit might be, you know, a little bit, it might not be 100%. Why? Because she's talking about him that he's old. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to make peace even between Abraham and Sarah. There is need to make shalom between them. That's why Hashem, he changed the word of Sarah. Instead of what she said, Adoni Zaken, he said, when Hashem told Abraham, he told him that Sarah left because she's Zakena. That's what it says over here. After that, Pasuk, as I said, Techahesh Sarah. Sarah denied. He said, no, I did not laugh. What do you mean, not laugh? Hashem told Abraham that she did laugh. Techahesh Sarah, Lemo, Lo Sahakti. And after that, the pasuk "Vayomer lo ki tzahakt." Abraham told her, "No, he did laugh. Why? Because Hashem told me that he did laugh." The Ramban here explains. He says that he also asked, "How could Sarah deny whatever Hashem told her, whatever Hashem told Abraham?" And he answered here. He said, "Maybe Sarah thought that Abraham he thought that she's lying. Why? Because maybe hakarat paneha antaba." Maybe he looked at her and he realized that she's lying. That Sarah did not know that Hashem told Abraham that she is lying. That she denied that tzahok. She thought that Abraham, on his own, he realized that she's lying. Until Abraham Abinu told her, "Vayomer lo ki tzahakt." I know for sure that he did laugh. Why? Because Hashem told me that he laughed. So bottom line here, what's after that? That's it. End of story. So now, bottom line, what we understood from here? Sarah Aminu did lie. How could you say this? Techahesh Sarah. How could it tzaddik it? She was bigger than Nabi Adam and Abraham. We came up to conclusion that she did lie, Sarah Aminu. How could you say this? Hila, we told you once, we have the Midrash Rabbah on this Pasuk, and same Midrash, it's also brought before. Midrash Rabbah, we'll read it from before because I have here the Pirush Yedei Moshe. It says here in the Midrash Rabbah, Parashah Chaf, Siman Vav. Here the Pasuk is talking about, El Ha'esha Amar Harba Arbe Atsibonech Veheronech Be'etzer Tledi Banim. That's here when Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Hava, because she ate from Etz Hadaat, she's going to be punished. And what is her punishment? That she's going to have Tzar during pregnancy, during delivery. She's going to have Tzar. While giving birth, she's going to have tzar. Tzar gedul banim, tzar hirayon, tzar lida. She's going through a lot of tzar. Why? Because she ate from Eitz HaDa'at. But here the Midrash, forget about all the side issues. The Midrash is focusing on one thing now. Here it says, "Il ha'esha amar harba arba asib unich veironich." To Hava said that I'm gonna be marba asib unich veironich. Who said? Obviously Hashem. He said, no, Al-Adi Malach. Al-Adi Malach, Hashem did not speak to Hava. Ella, he sent her Malach to tell her that she's going to have Tzar during pregnancy and during delivery. That's what the Malach told her. Why? Because the Midrashir says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Simon v'Rabbi Yohanan b'Shem Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Simon amru, me'olam lo nizkak ha-kadosh baruch hu le'siyah im isha ela imota tzaddikit. Why the Midrash here said that Hashem sent her Malach to Hava? The Pasuk said, "Vayomer Hashem la." Hashem told her, "Velasha amar harba harba sabonich veronich." Who said? Kadosh Baruch Hu sounds like. The Midrash says, "No, he sent her Malach." Why? Because the Midrash says here that this Hakamim said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he never spoke to a lady except to Sarah Aminu. She's the only lady that Hashem spoke to her. Obviously, what do you mean? We have a lot of memchet nebiim, the Gemara Masechet Megillah said. We have 48 nebiim and 7 nebiot. We had in Am Israel. If she's nebiya, obviously Hashem was talking to her. Ella, here the Midrash is saying Hashem would never speak to a lady, even if she's nebiya, he's not going to speak to her something private about her. You're right, you have 7 nebiot. Hashem gave them nebuah, but that nebuah, Hashem gave it to them to give it to Am Israel, to pass it on to Am Israel. But Nebu'ah, for that Nebi'ah herself, Hashem would never speak to her. except Sarah. That's the only exception that the Midrash is saying, only Sarah Amina. So here the Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Bashin Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Kama Kirkurin Kirker HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishbil Le'asiyah Hama. So he said, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke only to Sarah for her private nebuah that he told her that she is going to have a boy, also when Hashem spoke to her, also if it was like Kama Kirkurin Kirker, like he found a way, like a way from under the table to talk to her. He didn't speak to her directly. He found a way from under the table. Then he saw that there's need to talk to her. That means Hashem never speaks to Isha to give her a private nebuah. The Midrash asked, "Hakiti v'tukrashim Adonai hadubir eleha ata in ro'i." Did you see by Hagar? V'tukrashim Hashem hadubir eleha. Hashem was talking to her. Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Rabbi Nehemiah, Bashen Rabbi Ede, Amar, Alde Malach. She's also, Hashem did not speak to her. He sent her Malach. What are you talking about? The Midrash continues. Ve'aketib, ve'yomer Adonai lah, shenei goyim bebetnech. Hashem told her to Rebekah, shenei goyim bebetnech. It says clearly, ve'yomer Hashem lah. Rabbi Elazar, Bashen Rabbi Yosef Bar Zimra, Amar, Alde Hashem. Rabbi Levi, Bashen Rabbi Hama Bar Hanina, Amar, Alde Malach. This is also Alde Malach. Hashem never speaks to her, except Sarah. What's so special about Sarah? And also Sarah, he found a way from under the table to talk to her. So what's going on over here? I saw here in Pirush, a beautiful Pirush. It says here, Pirush Yedei Moshe here in the bottom. He says, צריך ליישב על לשונות שאמר על ידי עלה, ואחד אמר לשון קרקורים. What is this לשון? כמה קרקורים קרקר הקדוש ברוך הוא. What is this language? Ali de Allah, what do you mean Ali de Allah? He found the reason how to talk to her. What's going on here? He says here, לפי שהקדוש ברוך הוא היה מעליל עליה ואמר לאברהם, מה שלא אמרה שרה מעולם. Why? Because Hashem, when he came to Abraham, he told him something that Sarah never said. Hashem told Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? And she said that she is Zakina. She never said this. She said, Abraham's Zakin. But Hashem changed it, why? To make shalom between them. So it says here, כי שרה הייתה אומרת ואדוני זקן, ומתוך שלא רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לדבר עם האישה, ולהוכיח אותה על מה ששחקה, לפיכך אמר לי אברהם, למה שחקה שרה? ומתוך כך היה הכרח שדבר הקדוש ברוך הוא, ושנה את מאמר שרה מפני השלום. ואמר לי אברהם, ששרה דברה ואני זקנתי, כדי שלא להרגיז את אברהם על שרה. שתלתה חסרון בזקנות אברהם. ומתוך כך, כשאמר אברהם לשרה, למה צחקת ואמרת על עצמך שאת זקנת? כי חשה צדקת, ואמרה, לא צחקתי לזה. סזי אמרה, כי יראה, פירוש שהייתה צדקת בדיבורה. כי מה שאמר לאברהם בשם הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהייתה אומרת ואני זקנתי, זה לא היה מעולם. כי הקדוש ברוך הוא מעצמו אמר ושנה בדבר פני שלום. והאמת, מה שאמרה ואדוני זקן, זה גם כן כי חשה פני היראה של אברהם. בשביל זה היה מוכרח הקדוש ברוך הוא לדבר עמה, לומר לה, לא כי צחקת. What is he saying? He's saying here that really Hashem came to Abraham Abinu, he told him, why did Sarah laugh? And she said about herself that she is Zekina. So Abraham told him, let me ask her. He went to Abraham and he asked Sarah, he told her, why did you laugh? And you said that you are Zekina. So what if you are Zekina? Kadosh Baruch Hu could do miracles. Then the pastor said, Tichachesh Sarah. Sarah denied. I never laughed because I said, I am Zekina. I never said this. I said, because you are Zekin. But she was scared to tell him that the hasaron is coming from you. You are the problem. She was scared to tell him. But Tichachesh Sarah le'amor, lo tzachakti. What does it mean, lo tzachakti? I did not laugh because of what you said. You said that I laughed. Why? Because I am Zekina. That's wrong. I did not laugh. Tichachesh Sarah. Sarah never lied. I did not laugh because I said, I am Zekina. I never said, I am Zekina. I said, you are Zekin. So tell him the truth. Tell him, why did you laugh? She was scared to tell him. Why kiyarea? She was scared to tell him that you are Zekin. Until Vayomer lo ki tzahak, we said, what does mean Vayomer lo ki tzahak? We understood in the beginning. Who says Vayomer lo ki tzahak? Abraham told her, I know Hashem told me that you left. So you have to admit it. But here, according to the Midrash, said, no, Vayomer lo ki tzahak. Who said? Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Until now, there was arguing between Abraham and Sarah. Abraham told Sarah, why did you laugh and you said that you are Zekina? She said, I didn't laugh because of this. But Tichachesh Sarah. So what do you laugh? because you are Zaken. But she was scared to tell him you are Zaken. Kiyareya. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Sarah, Kama Kirkurin, Kirkir HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to Sarah, and Rabbi Yomer, Lo Kisahak Tashem, told Sarah, I know that you left, and I know that you left, and you said Abraham is Zaken, but I'm the one, I changed it to make shalom between you. I'm the one, I told Abraham that you left, and you said you are Zakenah. But really, he did not left because of this. He left because he said he's Zaken. But I'm the one who changed it. Ve'yomer lo kisahak, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Sarah, Hashem told her, I know exactly what happened. I'm the one who changed it to make shalom between you. That's what Hakim tell us. Even between Abraham and Sarah, do we need to make shalom between Abraham and Sarah? Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's still, even they are 100 years old, 90 years old, still, there's still anyan to make shalom between them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to tell Abraham that she said about him that he is Zaken. Why to make shalom between them? From here also one of the lessons Hakim will tell us, that how careful the person should be when he talks. Why? Because the words, well, as long as the words are inside, you could control them. After they left your mouth, it's not beyond your control. You can't do anything about it. You said it already, you can't do anything about it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the mouth, you better watch what you take out of your mouth. And especially if you're saying something to your wife, saying something, you know, to your kids, to your friend, you're going to tell him something. Sometimes the person, he gets angry and he says something out of his mouth, comes something out of his mouth, and his friend is going to remember it for him forever. I remember, you told me this once. That's why here Hakim tells us that how important to make shalom between one and the other. Even between Abraham and Sarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's still anyan to make shalom between them. That's why Hashem changed Sarah's words. Why? Because he did not want the shalom between Abraham and Sarah to be kibichol compromised. That's why Hashem changed the word. From here also our lesson that we have to get from one of the lessons. We have many pirushim in the parasha. But this, at least what we have this, that the person should watch out what he says, and how much the person should run after to make shalom. Havim telnidav shel Aharon, ohev shalom, verodev shalom, ohev et hebriyot, umkareban letorah. Baruch Adonai leolam, amen, amen. Rabbi Hananel, Nachshon, Omer, Asa, Kodesh, Baruch Hu, Zokot, Yisrael, Lefichach. Rabbi Hananel,